Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 19 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning is where we're at. And of course, that was a very interesting feature with regards to the Cape Flats Books Festival. If you attended, let me know. What did you think of it? How was it? I saw some of the popular names. Of course, you know, Yusuf Daniels was mentioned as well. And of course, what did you take away from the Cape Flats Book Festival? And it has been the first, as Rita Rise has mentioned. And it's certainly something that they will all look forward to doing again next year. So we'd love to hear some comments if you attended. And what do you think about this initiative indeed? But of course, we move along to our next feature, and this is with regards to the UWC Office for Students with Disabilities that's now fully accessible. The University of the Western Cape Office for Students with Disabilities, that's been in operation for a good couple of years, will officially be moving to a new university design space on the ground floor. Now, hundreds of students with a vast array of disabilities, including hearing and visual impairments, chronic medical conditions, as well as learning impairments, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, have benefited from the facility and will be fully accessible for all students with disabilities, from wheelchair accessibility in terms of non-slip flooring to height accessible fixtures in restrooms and high contrast wall tiles for blind and visually impaired students. So to give us a bit more information this morning, we are joined online by Evadne Abrams, a former manager for the Office for Students with Disabilities, who retired after 42 years of service. Wow, that's absolutely brilliant. But Evadne, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Savita, and also to your listeners.
Now, of course, tell us a bit more in terms of the UWC Office for Students with Disabilities. How long has it been around and the service that it provides?
Well, we started our first students arrived in 1996, so it has been around for a very long time, and we have grown from one person to, at the moment, there are three people employed there, and our students have tripled in number.
Wow, absolutely brilliant. Now, in terms of the services that are offered via this particular office, you know, what are those services and how does it accommodate those with various disabilities?
Fine. We have, at the moment, we've got a diverse section which caters for students who are blind, who are visually impaired in all the different kinds of percentages. We also provide support and service for students with learning disabilities and with psychosocial disabilities. We also have some deaf students, and of course our students who are wheelchair mobile and are mobility impaired, they also fall under our care, as well as students who have had some kind of traumatic neurological happening to them, and with the result that they are now impaired, like, for example, a student or person who has had a stroke, as they say it, and who has now got some kind of paralysis.
In terms of integration, how does the office for those with disabilities or students with disabilities integrate into the rest of the campus?
Look, we look at the student first, and then we assess the specific disability and what support the student would need, that individual student. It is all very individually based. And these students are completely integrated with the rest of the campus. That is our aim, to ensure that they form a part of the campus community. And all we do is try and make the playing field equal. So they attend classes with everybody else. They do assignments. They do tests. They do exams. Although they do tests and exams in a separate facility because they need assistive devices to do that. But other than that, we work hard towards making them a full part of the campus community.
In terms of, you know, our students with disabilities, you know, what are some of the more common disabilities that the office has to deal with?
Well, it used to be visual impairment and blind students, but the demographic has changed. At the moment, a large proportion of our students have one or other learning impairment. And I think, and if you won't mind me saying, that this has come about, I can actually remember the year that this happened, because it only happened after our schools were fortunate enough to get the services of psychologists, where their disabilities and their intellectual problems could be identified and support could be provided. That was the time when our students started achieving matriculation as grade 12, that enabled them to come to university. So at the moment, that is our biggest number of students.
And in terms of challenges and the support from the greater campus, you know, what has that been like?
At the moment, challenges are, of course, there for our students who are wheelchair mobile or mobility impaired, because our campus is quite big. And but however, what I can say is that we are working towards making everywhere more accessible. And one of the biggest things that has happened, it's a milestone for UWC. We have, and we are launching that this morning, a completely accessible, universally accessible disability unit. Great pains were taken to ensure that we can accommodate students with every kind of disability. Mm-hmm. And it is a fantastic unit, and I am so happy that I am still there to be able to experience this, because it is something that has been a long time in coming, and now that it's here, it is incredible. I wish you could come and see it.
I wish so too. Tell us, in terms of the new facilities at the new office, you know, what is that like compared to what you've had in the past?
There's no comparison. Firstly, the old office was on the second floor, only accessible via a lift. Of course, steps, but when your lift doesn't work, your mobility and wheelchair mobile students are stuck on the bottom floor, on the ground. And if they are supposed to be writing an exam, or they have urgent need of a doctor or medical assistance, they could not access those facilities. So to have an office space where students can roll in straight or walk in on the ground floor and have everything at their fingertips, wow.
Absolutely brilliant. Any final words from yourself this morning, Evadne?
From myself, I would like to say that the last 42 years has been a learning curve for me. It has been a fantastic experience. It has been a journey of many firsts. But I would also like to say that just as the staff in that office are there to support our students, the students are our inspiration. For me, they have provided the most incredible moments of joy and happiness because of their determination, their will to succeed, and their refusal to allow anything to deter them. So as much as we support them, they are the ones that inspire us to provide the support that they need. They are an incredibly wonderful bunch.
Well, Evadne, hats off to you for your 42 years of service. I'm sure your team greatly appreciates it. And, of course, for the great work that's been done. And, of course, to the UWC for the new and updated office for students with disabilities. I'm sure they're certainly going to benefit from it. Evadne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Could I just say one thing? Nothing would have been possible without the support of an amazing team.
Absolutely.
A fantastic team, and I know that when I leave, the office is in wonderful hands.
Brilliant. Teamwork makes dream work. Evadne Abrams, thank you so much for your time. Go well.